State Treasurer, Mike Kubicki. Mike was elected State Treasurer in 2020 and is dedicated to protecting and securing our state pensions. Treasurer Kubicki is here today to thank our first responders for their service to the people of Washington State. Hey, thanks for being here. Mr. Treasurer, I want to see that arm of yours. Hey, look at that. Right down the middle. Bend the chair one more time for Washington State Treasurer, Mike Kubicki. Thank you for joining us, Mike, and thank you for your service to our state.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers host the Sacramento River Cats. It's the third game of a six-game series. Well, the Rainiers won the first game here 8-5, and I thought that was kind of high-scoring, but no. We had a doozy yesterday, and it ended up going Sacramento's way in the end. River Cats won last night 12-11. Kind of a stunning victory for Sacramento, which overcame an early eight-run deficit. The Rainiers were ahead 10-2 after two innings, but it was tied by the fourth. The Rainiers regained the lead 11-10 at the bottom of the fourth inning as Evan White had a huge game. But then no one scored for four innings. And then in the ninth, Sacramento scored two runs, and they ended up winning it 12-11, a wild one here yesterday. Rainiers looking to get back on track today. They've got Tommy Malone on the mound in his first appearance on the hill in a game since the end of July, July 29th to be exact, as he was with the Rainiers earlier this year, called up by Seattle, and then DFA'd, re-signed with the Mariners on a minor league deal after a little bit of time went by, and now is gearing up once again, and he's going to make the start for Tacoma today. He's been really effective with the Rainiers this year. Malone in seven starts for Tacoma, 3-0 with a 1.13 ERA. He'll be opposed by Sacramento's right-hander Weiji Wong. Wong's 1-2 with a 4.75 ERA. He's been a hot hand recently, working 18 2/3 scoreless innings in the month of August. Wong on the mound for Sacramento, Malone for the Rainiers. Should be a good one tonight. We'll be back with more on the Rainiers pregame show right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at PropelInsurance.com.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Sacramento River Cats tonight. Third game of a six-game series here at Cheney Stadium. We'll be here through the weekend. We've got fireworks after the game tomorrow. First pitch at 7:05. And then the 5:05 p.m. game on Saturday. The day game on Sunday to wrap up the homestand. Then the Rainiers go on the road for 2 weeks. Roster moves today. The Mariners got to add two to their Major League roster. Every team did. The Major League roster's expanded from a limit of 26 to 28 today because it's September 1st. And the Mariners filled those two spots by activating left-hander Matthew Boyd from the injured list and calling up from Tacoma outfielder Taylor Trammell, both of whom played today in a Mariners day game at Detroit that the Mariners won 7-0 to complete a three-game sweep. So Trammell officially back in the big leagues, and Boyd, who had been pitching on rehab for the Rainiers, also made his return to the majors, tossed a scoreless inning today. The Tacoma Rainiers pregame show will continue momentarily. We'll be back with the starting lineups in tonight's game right after this.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Sacramento River Cats, who have a record of 56 wins and 69 losses on the year. They're the San Francisco Giants AAA club. Their manager is Dave Brundage, who managed the Raiders a long ways back in 2006. Here's how they line up. Leading off for Sacramento, playing center field, is Bryce Johnson. Batting second, the second baseman, Jason Krizan. Hitting third, designated hitter, Yermin Mercedes. In the cleanup spot, the third baseman, Jason Vossler. Elliot Ramos hits fifth. He's in left field. Batting sixth and playing first base is Patrick Mazika. Hitting seventh, right fielder, Austin Dean. Batting eighth and doing the catching is Johnny Pareda. And hitting ninth, the shortstop, Dixon Machado. On the mound for Sacramento, right-hander Wei Chi Wong. Wong has a record of 1 win and 2 losses with a 4.75 ERA. Well, the Tacoma Raiders are 58-67 on the year. Tim Fedorovich is the manager of the Seattle Mariners AAA club. He's going to lead off with Jared Kelnick today. Kelnick is in left field. Batting second is shortstop Eric Mejia. Kyle Lewis is in there as the DH. He'll bat third. In the cleanup spot, playing catcher is Brian O'Keefe. Hitting fifth is the second baseman, Jonathan Villar. Drew Ellis hits sixth. He is at third base. Batting seventh and playing first base today is Luis Torrens. Hitting eighth, the right fielder, Marcus Wilson. And batting ninth, center fielder, Derek Hill. On the mound for the Red Ears, left-hander Tommy Malone, 3-0 with a 1.13 ERA in the Coast League this year. Umpires, Jonathan Beretta is behind the plate. John Bacon is at first base and Paul Clemens is at third. It's Tacoma and Sacramento in the third game of a six-game series. That's going to do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
Okay, everyone gather around. I have some exciting...
Running her shoe factory, Kendra talks the talk and walks the walk.
We're switching to green energy.
She needs a biotech consultant to erase her carbon footprint.
All operations will net zero emissions.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, good evening, and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Sacramento Rivercats from Cheney Stadium. Tommy Malone back on the mound for the Red Ears. We haven't seen him here at Cheney Stadium in a Red Ears uniform since June 14th. That day, he tossed six shutout innings against Sacramento and then was called up to the big leagues right afterwards. Here's his first pitch to Bryce Johnson, and it is popped up foul out of play down the right field line, and there's strike one. Malone was just red hot in the Red Ears rotation back in May and June and got called up to be a long man in the Mariners' bullpen, a role that he was doing very well at until he had a couple of rough outings at the end of July. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Johnson. And the Mariners got some guys off the injured list, and the roster shuffle played out, and they didn't have room for Malone anymore. This is 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Johnson. Three pitches, and down he goes. One away at the top of the first inning, and now Jason Krizan will be the bat. So the Mariners designated Malone for assignment, and he cleared waivers. He told me, about a week and a half at his home and deciding what he was going to do for the rest of the season and who he was going to sign with. And one of the teams that wanted to sign him to a minor league deal was the Mariners. They wanted to bring him back on a minor league deal, so he decided to do that. And he worked out in Arizona for a little bit, and now he's with the Red Ears once again. And the 0-1 pitch to Krizan is outside for a ball. Counts even 1-1. So Malone's going to finish up the season with the Red Ears, unless, of course, he's needed in the big leagues again, in which case he'll be ready. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball over for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2's coming to Krizan, and this is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Krizan, and that's back-to-back strikeouts to start the game for Tommy Malone. So Malone gets a couple of quick outs. 35-year-old lefty from Saugus, California, in the Southern California area. Played college baseball at USC. He's had a long major league career. Originally settling in as a rotation starter for the Oakland A's. Here's his pitch to Yermin Mercedes, and it is fouled off there, strike one. Mercedes just rejoined Sacramento today after spending one day in the big leagues with the Giants. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2. He's gone back and forth between AAA and the big leagues a couple of times this year, but this most recent assignment, one day. Well, Malone's trying to strike out the side. The 0-2 pitch on its way to Mercedes, and it is down low for a ball. 1-2. Mercedes. Right-hand hitter, good hitter, too. A threat at the plate, and the pitch is a foul. Still 1-2. This is the first time he's been with Sacramento while the Rainiers are playing the Rivercats. As they have not crossed paths previously this year, because whenever the Rainiers have been playing Sacramento, Mercedes has been in the big leagues. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, a little blooper to short and caught by Mejia, and that is the final out of the inning. Quick and easy, top of the first, turned in by Tommy Malone. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the first. Sacramento nothing, Tacoma coming to the plate.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of Kids Night Out with the Tacoma Rainiers. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Visit www.thrivent.com for more information on how we can create a financial strategy that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you.
Well, Tommy Malone went three up, three down in the first, struck out two of the three batters he faced. Impressive bit of pitching for a guy who had not pitched in a competitive game since July 29th. He just comes out and makes it look easy. And now the Red Ears bat at the bottom of the first. Wei-Chi Wong with his first pitch, and Jared Kelnick pops it up foul and out of play. There's strike one. Kelnick hitting .284, 14 homers, .894 OPS. And the 0-1 pitch is a check swing on a fastball up. He went, says the third base umpire on appeal, and it's no balls, two strikes to Kelnick. Wei-Chi Wong is an interesting story, just that he's a guy who the Giants signed as a minor league free agent at the beginning of February. The 0-2 pitch is a called strike three, and Kelnick goes down on three pitches, and there's the first out at the bottom of the first inning. Wong strikes out the first batter he faces, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Wong had some rough outings at the end of May and early June, and he spent some time on the developmental list with the Giants working in Arizona with the pitching instructors they have there, and he came back at the beginning of August, and he's been a new man. He has not allowed a run in his last five starts. As here's a pitch down low to Eric Mejia. Oh, called a strike to Mejia. 0-1 the count. Mejia hitting .266 with a .780 OPS. And Wong's 0-1 pitch, swing and a foul, and the count goes to 0-2. Wong in five starts in August, 18 2/3 innings without allowing an earned run, only 11 hits, 8 walks, 18 strikeouts. 0-2 pitch, hit of the air down the left field line, giving Chase Ramos. This is a foul ball, and it's out of play. 0-2 to Mejia. Now, Wong's starts are usually pretty short. He's been throwing between 55 and 70 pitches in each one, but he hasn't been allowing any runs. The right-hander from Taiwan into his motion, and the 0-2 pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards shallow right center. Coming in is Austin Dean. He gets there and makes the catch. Mejia is out, and two men are gone in the bottom of the first. Kyle Lewis now the batter. Lewis had two hits yesterday. Also drew a walk and scored two runs. He also played left field for his second time since being optioned to Tacoma. Today he's DHing. Here's the pitch from Wong, and it is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Lewis hitting .275 in 24 games for Tacoma with six homers and 22 runs batted in. Now the pitch is driven to left field. It is deep. It is back. And it is gone. Kyle Lewis puts the Red Ears on the scoreboard in the bottom of the first inning. First earned run that Wong has allowed in over a month. Kyle Lewis launches a solo homer to left field. His seventh in 25 games for the Red Ears. Straight fastball down the middle, and Kyle Lewis said thank you and lifted it out of here to left. Now the pitch to Brian O'Keefe is taken low and away for a ball. A And the next pitch is swung out and fouled off. The estimated distance on the Kyle Lewis homer, 391 feet. And this pitch is lined into left by O'Keefe, and that's going to get down and shoot through to the fence in left center. O'Keefe's digging for second. He'll just stop there with a two-out double. Brian O'Keefe with his 17th double of the year. And now Jonathan Villar will be the batter. Villar had a double and drove in a run yesterday, and he's got a little four-game hitting streak going. And has a man in scoring position with two outs at the bottom of the first inning. Wong, the 28-year-old right-hander, is set. Here's his pitch on its way to VR, and it is swung out and fouled back. There's strike one. Wong's been in the big leagues before. In 2019, he got called up for his first time as a member of the Texas Rangers. Now the 0-1 pitch on its way to VR. And it is swung on, and that's crushed towards deep left center field. Racing back is Bryce Johnson, but he'll have time to get there, and he makes the catch. And that is the final out in the bottom of the first. Right here's hit some balls hard, and they get a run on the Kyle Lewis homer. One run on two hits. No errors, one left. We go to the second inning. It's Tacoma 1, Sacramento nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Right here's up 1-0 after one inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Kyle Lewis knocking one out of the park to put the Red Ears on the scoreboard. And now Tommy Malone will begin a second inning of work. Struck out two while retiring the side in order in the first. Malone will face Jason Vossler, Elliot Ramos, and Patrick Mazika at the top of the second inning. Now Malone ready to face Jason Vossler, who settles into the batter's box. Lefty hitting 238 with 15 homers, 744 OPS. His bloop single in the ninth yesterday started what turned out to be the winning rally for Sacramento. He takes a pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is a swing and a miss. And the count's even, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. And this pitch swung on, grounded to the right of second base and threw into center field. A base hit for Jason Vossler. And the Rivercats have their first base runner of the game, a single to center off the bat of Vossler. And now Elliot Ramos will be the batter. Ramos hitting in the five spot for the Rivercats today. Had a three-hit game yesterday, and he hit the game-tying RBI double in the ninth inning yesterday for the Rivercats. There was a lot of offense last night. Now the pitch to Ramos is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Malone checks the runner at first base. Now his 1-0 pitch is waved at and missed. A changeup from Malone. And that evens up the count, 1-1. Malone and the Red Ears wearing their home whites today. White jerseys, white pants. Rivercats in the black jerseys, gray pants. Malone tries a pickoff toss to first. Back in safe is Vossler. Luis Torrens playing first base for the Red Ears today. First time he's played first base since late last season with the Mariners in a big league game. Catcher by trade. Now the pitch is swung on, bounced right side. Torrens can't get it. It's through into right field, a base hit. And taking second is Vossler, and Ramos singles through the right side of the infield. And there are two on with nobody out for Mazika. Torrens playing first today with Evan White getting a day off. Now Mazika is the batter. He had his Rivercats debut yesterday and had two hits, including a homer in his first at bat with his new team. He just acquired off waivers from the Mets. Pitch from Malone's a breaking ball, and he gets a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Right here's defensively with Torrens at first, VR at second, Mejia at short, and Ellis playing third. Outfield is Kelnick in left, Hill in center, and Marcus Wilson in right. 0-1 pitch. Fastball called a strike. 0-2. Malone hitting 87 on the gun with that fastball. That's where he'll work, upper 80s with the heater. He has very good command of his pitches. Here's his 0-2 on its way to Mazika. And it is down low with a changeup. One ball, two strikes. So a ball and two strikes to Mazika. And the pitch is outside. Even count now, 2-2. Runners with their leads. Vossler from second, Ramos from first. Malone with a 2-2 pitch on its way, and it's swung on and fouled off down the right field line. Still two balls, two strikes. Malone plants his left foot on the first base end of the rubber and gets the signal from Brian O'Keefe. Now here comes his 2-2 pitch on its way. And it is down and in, ball three, and he's gone to a full count on Mazika. So three balls, two strikes. Malone's ready. And the payoff pitch is outside, ball four. Well, he was ahead of the count, 0-2, and he ends up walking Mazika, so the bases are loaded with nobody out. And Austin Dean now the batter. So Malone's in a jam here in the second inning. Dean had the game-winning bloop double down the right field line in the ninth inning yesterday, and that came as a pinch hitter on the year. He's hitting 269 with 16 homers, 829 OPS, AAA veteran. Malone is ready. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Rainier's playing double play depth. They'll gladly give up a run in order to get two outs on a ground ball. Rivercats had a 7-run inning yesterday. The Rainiers had a 6-run inning. It was just a ton of offense in last night's game. 1-0 pitch down low for a ball, 2-0. Malone has missed the strike zone with 6 straight pitches. So 2 balls, no strikes, the count to Austin Dean. And here comes the pitch, and that's a fastball for a called strike. It's 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch. Fouled, out of play. And the count's even now, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Malone did record a couple of strikeouts in the first, and he could use one right here. Rainier's with bullpen activity already, as Malone is not stretched out as a starter right now. 2-2 pitch, low, ball 3. Tacoma's warming up Chris Mazza in its bullpen. Well, 3 balls, 2 strikes to Dean with the bases loaded and nobody out. And Malone is set. Here's his payoff pitch, and it is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Dean just got a piece of that one. Count remains 3 balls, 2 strikes. Ready once again. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Dean, and it is low, ball 4, and that forces in a run. Vossler scores from third. Taking third is Ramos. Mazika goes to second, and Dean draws the bases loaded walk to even up the ball game, 1-1. And there's still nobody out. And Johnny Pareda now the batter, and the Rainiers pitching coach Alon Leishman goes to the mound to talk to Malone. His pitch missed the zone by just a hair on the bottom of the strike zone. So Leishman's going to go chat with Malone, give him a little bit of a break, and buy some time for Mazza, who's warming up in the bullpen. Malone's thrown 32 pitches now total, about 20 of those this inning. Conference on the mound is getting broken up by the plate umpire, Beretta. This inning started with Vossler singling on a ground ball through the middle, and then Ramos hit one through the right side of the infield, a grounder for a base hit. Then came the back-to-back walks. That's been the real trouble. And now Johnny Pareda, the Sacramento catcher, stands in. Right-hand batter hitting 272 with 4 homers, and he takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Well, 1-0 the count. Next pitch is low, ball two. Malone continues to struggle to find the strike zone. Two balls, no strikes. Now the pitch, called a strike, and it goes to 2-1. So two balls, one strike to Pareda. Catcher has been with Sacramento all season long. He was in the Red Sox organization last year. Now the 2-1 pitch from Malone is swung on and popped up on the third base side. A foul ball. Ellis calling for it, and he makes the catch. And there is the first out at the top of the second inning. A foul pop-up to the third baseman. Big out right there. Just to get one on the board and keep the runners all frozen at their bases. Now Dixon Machado will be the batter. Right-hand hitter, the number 9 man for the River Cats, hitting 260 in 14 games with 3 homers since joining the team. And he takes a breaking ball inside, ball one. Top of the second inning on this Thursday evening here in Tacoma, Washington. 1-1 tie. Lights on at the ballpark. Sun starting to set. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Counts even now. Now the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, tapped foul. There's strike two. Malone ahead of Machado using the changeup there. Bryce Johnson, the on-deck hitter for the River Cats. And Malone with a 1-2 pitch on its way. And it is just a bit low and inside. Two balls, two strikes. Now Malone ready. Here comes his 2-2. And it is low, ball three. So another full count. He walked Mazika on a full count. He walked Dean on a full count. Let's see if he can avoid ball four to Machado here. Bases loaded, one out. Ramos the runner at third. Mazika at second and Dean at first. Three balls, two strikes to Dixon Machado, and the pitch is swung on and lined towards left field. Deep back this goes, and it's going to short hop the fence. Ramos scores. Mazika scores. They're waving in Dean around third. He's going to score. In at second base with a three-run double is Dixon Machado, and Sacramento leads it 4-1. So Machado comes up with a bases clearing three-run double. Roping it to left field. That'll do it for Tommy Malone. His return to the Red Ears started off great with a 3-up, 3-down first inning, but the second inning, very different. And he's going to leave the game with one out and 4 runs in. We'll take a break for this pitching change. Chris Mazza coming in from the bullpen. We're at the top of the second. It's Sacramento 4, Tacoma 1.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, Sacramento's off to the early lead tonight, 4-1 in the top of the second inning, and they continue to bat. They have a runner at second base with one out, and Bryce Johnson coming to the plate. The Red Deers have a new pitcher, Chris Mazza, in from the bullpen. Tommy Malone went an inning and a third, allowed three hits, two walks, two strikeouts, four runs, all earned, and he is responsible for the man who is at second base right now. So Mazza comes in from the pen. He recently has been piggybacking with Rowenis Elias, who is the Red Deer scheduled starter tomorrow. Usually he follows Elias. But today comes in after Malone. And his first pitch to Bryce Johnson is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Johnson hitting .292 after his four-hit performance yesterday. Five homers. 764 OPS. Switch hitter bats left. And Mazza's 1-0 is taken for a called strike, and that evens up the count 1-1. Mazza last pitched on Saturday after Elias in Salt Lake City and tossed two scoreless innings. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two to Johnson. And Mazza's been in 10 games for Tacoma prior to this one. Seven as a starter, and is 4-3 with a 7.14 ERA. One ball, two strikes to Bryce Johnson. And Mazza with the pitch, and this is a swing and a foul in the home plate area. Still 1-2. Machado, the lone runner now after he cleared the bases with a three-run double. He has his lead at second base. And here's Mazza with a 1-2 pitch on its way to Johnson, and it is up and away. Two balls, two strikes. So two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is outside, ball three. So 3-2 pitch coming to Bryce Johnson. And it is inside, ball four. So Mazza walks the first batter he faces, third walk of the inning. And now Jason Krizan will be the batter.
The second baseman, number two, Jason Krizan.
Krizan struck out at the first, 0 for 1 today. Eighth batter to come to the plate here in the top of the second inning. Pitch is in there for a strike. Next pitch is low and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now Mazzaretti. Here comes the right-hander's 1-1 pitch. And it's swung on, grounded, foul down the first baseline. So that'll go for strike two, a ball of two strikes. Mazza's been in the major leagues with most recently Tampa Bay. In fact, gotten a few games for the Raiders, or for the Rays earlier this season. Right-hander from the Walnut Creek area of California. 1-2 pitch. Inside, two balls, two strikes to Jason Krizan. Two-two pitch. Inside, ball three, another full count. Everyone gets a full count tonight. Only one out, so the runners probably won't be on the move. Three balls, two strikes, and the pitch to Krizan is swung on and hit in the air towards center field. Struck well. Hill on the move. He's going to get there, and he makes the catch. That's the second out of the inning. Tagging at second base and advancing to third is Machado. Holding at first is Johnson, and there are two away in the top of the second inning. So Yermin Mercedes will be the ninth Rivercat to come to the plate here at the top of the second inning. Mercedes popped up in the first, 0-for-1 today. Now Mazza set. And his pitch to Mercedes is a swing and a foul, and that got O'Keefe on the face mask, and he's going to be given a moment to shake it off. Catching is tough business. Take your shots back there, and O'Keefe just got one right here on this foul tip. Plate umpire gives him some extra time to recover. So 0-1 the count to Yermin Mercedes, who has done his share of catching and has been hit by plenty of foul tips in his time. He can commiserate with O'Keefe. Here's the 0-1 pitch on its way. No, a turn and a throw to first, and back in safely is Johnson. Johnson has 28 steals this year and has only been caught five times. He did get caught stealing last night. Luis Torrens threw him out. Now the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. So no balls, two strikes, two on, two out. And Mazza is ready. Here's the pitch, and it is breaking ball outside. Mercedes lays off of it. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 misses ball two. Two balls, two strikes. There have been three hits and three walks in this inning. Four runs have crossed the plate for the Rivercats. Mazza's 2-2 pitch, outside, ball three, and you guessed it, we've got ourselves another full count. This time, the runner from first, Johnson, will be running with the pitch with two outs and three balls, two strikes on Mercedes. Mazza's set, and here comes the right-hander's 3-2 pitch. No, a turn and a throw to first instead, and Johnson's back in with a dive. Now Mazza ready. And now he has to pitch. The 3-2 is swung on, hit in the air to right, and this is towards Marcus Wilson, who's there, and he makes the catch, and that is the final out of the inning. And that does it for Sacramento. The Rivercats settle for 4 runs in the top of the second inning, sending 9 batters to the plate. Only 3 hits, there were no errors, and 2 runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with the score Sacramento 4, Tacoma 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Well, 4-1 Sacramento with the early lead tonight, and the Rainiers are going to have to turn this into a higher scoring game, it appears. They did it yesterday, although Sacramento won 12-11. All of this series has been high scoring so far, as the pitch to Drew Ellis is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count to the Rainiers third baseman, hitting .220 with 10 homers and a .793 OPS. He homered yesterday. And he takes one down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. 13 runs the two teams scored in the first game. 23 yesterday, already 5 today. So here's a pitch in for a strike. 1-2 the count. These are the types of scores we are used to seeing in the places the Rainiers play on the road, but not necessarily here at Cheney Stadium. It's been a little different this homestand. 1-2 pitch coming from Wong, and this is a fastball up high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two pitch is swung on, hit in the air to left field towards the corner. Ramos ranges over. Now comes in on the ball and ends up making a catch while sliding on the outfield turf. A very circuitous pursuit of that fly ball by left fielder Elliot Ramos, but he ended up making the catch nonetheless. He circled it. Started back, ranging over, then coming in and having to go into a slide as he gloved it. Got there, though. Here's Luis Torrens, and the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Torrens in just his 8th game since joining the Rainiers this year. 9 out of 28 at the plate with a homer, and he takes inside now. 2 balls, no strikes. Rainiers are already warming up another pitcher. Thought Mazza might be in there for a little bit. 2-0 pitch is a fastball called a strike. Count goes to 2-1. Two-one pitch is bounced up the middle, and fielding it is the shortstop Machado. His throw to first is in time to get Torrens. two outs in the bottom of the second inning. So now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson making the start in right field today. Wilson steps in at the plate, hitting .213, 14 homers, and a .782 OPS. Pitch to Wilson is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Wei Chi Wong on the hill. The Taiwanese version of Wong with an H, H-U-A-N-G. 1-0. Swung on and blasted high in the sky to left. Ramos is back, still back at the track. He's going to have room, and he makes the catch at the edge of the warning track for the final out of the inning. Marcus Wilson just got under that one a smidge. Three up, three down at the bottom of the second inning, and we head to the third. It is Sacramento 4, Tacoma 1.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready for an MVP move? Electric vehicle charging at home just got easier and more affordable. Tacoma Power now offers incentives to customers towards the purchase of faster Level 2 charging equipment. Whether you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle or already own one, upgrade now and get up to $600 off. Learn more at mytpu.org.
We played two innings here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. It is Sacramento 4, Tacoma 1. And a new pitcher for the Red Ears, Phillips Valdez, comes in from the bullpen to work the top of the third inning. So Chris Mazza went just two-thirds of an inning in relief, walking one, and the rest of his line all zeros. Valdez is getting his first action in a while. He has not been in there. Since last Wednesday, so 8 days ago, he pitched an inning in Salt Lake City. Valdez faces Jason Vossler leading off the third, and the first pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now Valdez with the 0-1 pitch, and it is inside for a ball. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and it is swung on and yanked down the right field line towards the corner. That's going to be extra bases for Vossler, and Wilson has the ball kick away from him. Vossler is at second and will stop there with a double. Jason Vossler with a two-base hit, pulling that one sharply into the right field corner, and it's a leadoff double for Sacramento in the top of the third inning. Now Elliot Ramos will be the batter. Ramos Ramos singled and scored to the second. And the pitch to Ramos is in there for a strike. Ramos 4-for-7 in this series so far. 1-0 from Valdez, and there's a fastball poured in there for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. O-2 pitch, inside, almost hit him. 1-ball, 2-strikes. Valdez is appearing in his 10th game for Tacoma, 0-1 with a 4.32 ERA. Only 8 1/3 innings pitched. 7 strikeouts, 5 walks. 1-2 pitch, inside. 2-ball, 2-strikes. Now the 2-2's coming to Elliot Ramos. And the pitch is outside, 3. So full count. And here comes the payoff. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Down goes Ramos, and there's the first out at the top of the third inning. So Phillips Valdez gets a strikeout, one away. And now Patrick Mazika is the batter. Mazika walked and scored in the second inning. So he's batting for his second time. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. One pitch, swung on, bounced slowly to the second baseman. VR fields it, and he calmly throws to first to get Mazika for the second out of the inning. Vossler advances 90 feet. He is at third now with 2 outs, and Austin Dean will be the batter. So Valdez gets some weak contact and an easy out from Mazika. And now Austin Dean will come to the plate, where he walked with the bases loaded to force in a run in the second inning. And the pitch is taken outside for a 1-0. 4-1 is our score. Sacramento with the lead. We're in the top of the third inning. Now Valdez with the 1-0. And it is swung on and blooped into right. That's trouble. Wilson comes in, can't get there. It falls in for a base hit. Vossler scores from third. Austin Dean with an RBI single, very similar to his pinch hit, game-winning hit from yesterday. Just kind of a flare into right field and drives in another run. So it is 5-1 Sacramento. And now Johnny Pareda will be the hitter. River Cats. Pick it up right where they left off last night when they had 18 hits. Here's the pitch that is carved foul down the right field line by Pareda. There's strike 1. So 0-1 the count to Pareda. Phillips Valdez with the pitch, and it is outside for a ball, 1-1. Yeah, the pitch is swung on and stroked up the middle and into center field. That's a base hit. The Red Ears have to try to cut it off in the left center alley. Dean's coming around third. They're sending him home. Here's the relay from Mejia. The tag got him at the plate. A perfect relay from Eric Mejia, who has a rifle for an arm, and he fired a shot in there to O'Keefe, who put the tag on Austin Dean to wrap up the third inning. Pareda will get credited for a single, and Dean thrown out at the plate. Mejia on the relay home. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Sacramento gets a run on three hits, leaves one on, and 7-6-2 on the relay to the plate. We head to the bottom of the third. Sacramento 5, Tacoma 1.
Baseball's future is here on MILB-TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB-TV. Baseball's future is here.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. Sacramento leading the Red Ears 5-1. Derek Hill, Jared Kelnick, and Eric Mejia to bat here in the bottom of the third inning against Wei-Chi Wong. Red Ears scored their run in the first when Kyle Lewis homered. He's due up fourth this inning. Pitch to Derek Hill is a fastball in there for a strike. Hill 9-for-48 with a couple of homers since joining the Rainiers. This is his 17th game with the team. He watches a curveball drop in there for a strike. Hill claimed off waivers from the Detroit Tigers by the Seattle Mariners and option to Tacoma. He checks his swing and was not able to hold up in time. He goes down swinging. That is strike three. So strikeout number two for Wong, one out, and now Jared Kelnick will bat. Kelnick just got an outfield assist as he's the one who picked up that ball that Pareda hit in the top of this inning and fired it into the cutoff man Mejia, who then just fired that high velocity strike to the plate for the out. Pitch to Kelnick, misses for a ball. Kelnick with now 9 outfield assists for the Red Ears. He rips one to right over the head of Dean and up against the base of the fence. And Kelnick hustling is going to make it into second base with a double. Jared Kelnick with his 27th double of the year, a liner over the head of the right fielder. And the Red Ears have a man in scoring position here with one out of the third. So Jared Kelnick with the two base hit. Now here's Mejia, who flied out to right field his first time up. And the pitch is a curve for a strike, 0-1 the count. Mejia has hit safely in 17 of his last 18 games. 0-1 pitch is up high with a fastball, and he held up a check swing in time. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1. Swung on and fouled towards the booth, but up above and into the suites above it. That we might have one coming in there, but not enough topspin. One ball, two strikes to Mejia. I was ready to bail out, though. I'm not catching that thing. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Changeup from Wong, and he fans Mejia. Third strikeout for Wei-Chi Wong. Two down, and now Kyle Lewis is the hitter. Lewis Hulbert in the first. Up now with a man in scoring position and two outs. And the pitch, check swing, foul tip down the first baseline. Strike one. Now Wong ready, checking the runner at second base. Here's his 0-1 pitch to Lewis, and it is swung on and hit high in the sky to right, but not going anywhere as the center fielder Johnson ends up making the catch in right center for the final out of the inning. Austin Dean, the right fielder, may have never seen that ball. He tricked me. He looked like he was going to catch it, and the center fielder grabbed it instead about 20 feet behind Dean. Anyway, the Red Ears do not score in the third. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the fourth inning. It is Sacramento 5, Tacoma 1.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the fourth inning. It is Sacramento 5, Tacoma 1. Phillips Valdez is going to begin a second inning of relief work for the Red Ears. He'll face Dixon Machado, Bryce Johnson, and Jason Trizan. Now the first pitch is in for a called strike to Machado, 0-1 the count. Banks delivery. Swung on. Bounced towards third. Fielded there by Drew Ellis. And he fires to first in time for the out. And one man's gone at the top of the fourth inning. So Valdez gets the leadoff man to bounce out to third. And now Bryce Johnson will be the hitter. We'll take a look at what happened around the league last night. Thoughts that Las Vegas might win a couple of games against Reno and tighten up the race in the West are not coming true. Here's one outside to Johnson. Reno beat Vegas in game two of that series after beating them in the first game. They won last night 4-1. Rehabbing outfielder Jordan Luplow hit a two-run homer. Here's a foul out of play off the bat of Johnson. Reno on a bullpen game held Vegas to one run on six hits. Six pitchers did the trick. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Johnson. So Reno now has a 9-game lead over Las Vegas. Now they do still have 10 games left head-to-head, but Reno's won the first two of that series. 1-2 pitch, up and away. Salt Lake's actually threatening to move into second. They won at El Paso last night 3-1 as they had six pitchers combined on a three-hitter at Southwest University Park in El Paso. Struck out 12 batters. Here's one up high to Johnson, and the count goes full. Salt Lake had homers from Steven Duggar and Orlando Martinez. And Salt Lake is just two games behind Vegas for second place, but 11 games out of first. 3-2 pitch inside, ball four. Bryce Johnson draws his second walk of the game, so he'll head down to first base, and now Jason Krizan will be the batter. Krizan 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. The Eastern Division got a little closer last night. Here's one inside to Krizan. Second place Round Rock beat first place Oklahoma City 7-6 with an eighth inning rally. They were down 6-5. They scored twice in the bottom of the eighth. Josh Smith singled in the go-ahead run for Round Rock, who then held on and won it. So the runner goes, pitches outside, throw from Johnson's not in time, and or a throw from O'Keefe not in time, and Bryce Johnson has the stolen base, his 29th of the year. He's in scoring position, and it's a 2-0 count on Krizan. Round Rock pulled within four games of first place Oklahoma City with a win yesterday. 2-0 pitch in for a strike. The main reason Round Rock won that game is they prevented James Outman from hitting for the cycle. Outman went 0-3, no cycle. He had two cycles in the last four games. Amazingly. 2-1 pitches outside to Krizan. In the losing effort, Jason Martin for Oklahoma City became the first 30 home run man in the PCL this year. He blasted number 30. There'll probably be a couple of players who join him. Well, maybe only one. Here's a swing and a liner into right field, a base hit. Johnson's around third, and then Marcus Wilson doesn't field it cleanly. Johnson, who was going to stop at third, ends up scoring. And it is now 6-1. No air charged. RBI single for Krizan. Marcus Wilson had it kick off the heel of his glove. So the River Cats tack on another, and they have a runner at first with one out, and now Yermin Mercedes is the batter. And And the pitch from Valdez is a fastball in there for a called strike, 0-1. One other game yesterday, Sugar Land beat Albuquerque 8-6. Corey Jolks hit his 24th homer for Sugar Land, and Corey Lee hit his 20th. Now a pop-up foul behind first to Luis Torrens in foul ground. Can't get it. The Red Ears first baseman unable to make the over-the-shoulder catch moving down the line. Simply strike two to Yermin Mercedes. There were call-ups around the league today, and one of them was David Villar from Sacramento, called up by the Giants. And talking about Martin becoming the first player with 30 homers, Villar would have had a chance to reach 30, but he can't do that if he's in the big leagues. 0-2 pitch inside for a ball. 93-mile-per-hour heater from Valdez. Rainier's now warming up a lefty in the pen. One 2 pitch coming to Mercedes, outside 2-2. Carlos Perez with Albuquerque's got a shot at 30 homers. He's at 27 right now, and I don't believe he got called up today. If he did, I missed the news. Two-two pitch. Grounded to first. Torrens has it. Touches first for one. Throws to the shortstop. And Mejia is eventually going to tag out Krizan for the final out of the inning. Krizan went into a slide and came up short of the base, and he was just lying there on the ground in the dirt short of the base, and Mejia made a big show of tagging him out. The Red Ears finished the double play to wrap up the top of the fourth inning. One run on one hit and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Sacramento 6, Tacoma 1.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Rainier's down early, 6-1. Brian O'Keefe leads things off in the fourth. The other pitch from Wong is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. O'Keefe doubled to the gap in left center his first time up. He's 1-for-1. Has a little 4-game hitting streak going. And he takes a fastball at the knees for a strike. 1-1 the count. Mentioned that rosters expanded in the big leagues today. Now the 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. Major league teams allowed to add 2 players from 26 to 28 on the big league roster for the final month of the season. Sears one down in the dirt for a ball. And so players were called up all around the league. Mariners called up Taylor Trammell from Tacoma and activated Matthew Boyd, the pitcher, from the injured list. He had been here on a rehab assignment. Now the 2-2 is grounded foul, third base side, still 2-2. One player who was called up today by the Angels from AAA Salt Lake. It's a Rainier from last year. So now the 2-2 pitch is swung on and popped up foul, third base side. Over is Vossler. He has room, and he makes the catch right near the end of the Rainier's dugout. And O'Keefe is out. One man's gone at the bottom of the fourth inning. Reliever Zach Weiss called up by the Angels today from AAA Salt Lake. Weiss was with the Rainiers on the championship squad last year. And it's great to see him get another call-up because he has one of those, kind of unique stories that isn't necessarily a positive one in terms of his big league time. He's pitched in AAA a long time as the first pitch to VR was up high. But he had been called up to the majors only one time in his career prior to today. It's the 1-0 pitch. Is in for a strike to VR, and that had been with the Cincinnati Reds, and he only got into one major league game, and he didn't get anyone out, and he got charged with a couple of runs, and so his major league earned run average in his only game ever was infinity. It is right now, actually, still, as here's a pitch that misses to VR, 2-1. So Weiss, who is toiled in the minors for a couple of years since that happened, now is going to get another chance with the Angels. So here's a swing and a miss, strike two to VR. And we need to see Weiss get some outs this time around. He's a good guy. We'll root for him for the Angels down the stretch. 2-2 to VR, swing and a miss, strike three. Jonathan VR goes down swinging, and that is Wong's fourth strikeout, two down. And now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Ellis flied out to left field earlier, 0 for 1. Another former Rainier who was called up was Vinny Natoli. Reliever for the Red Ears who got caught up by the Phillies today. So here's one outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Natoli was with the Red Ears in the first half of last year. Here's one low and away to Ellis. Count goes to 2-1. This pitch is fouled off, and that gets out of play, and the count's even 2-2. Billy Hamilton, who was with the Red Ears at the start of this year, he was added to the big league roster by the Minnesota Twins today, the outfielder. Here's a called strike three on the bottom of the inside edge of the strike zone, and Ellis goes down looking. And that wraps up the bottom of the fourth inning. Three up, three down. We head to the fifth inning. It is Sacramento 6, Tacoma 1.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at PropelInsurance.com.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at FredMeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the fifth inning of play. It is Sacramento 6, Tacoma 1. Jason Fosler, Elliot Ramos, and Patrick Mazika to hit in the fifth. Fosler will be facing a new Tacoma pitcher here in the fifth inning. Nick Margavichis is in from the pen. Phillips Valdez went two innings and allowed four hits and two runs. There was one walk and one strikeout. Margavichis will face Fosler. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Fosler's 2-for-2 with a single, a double, and two runs scored. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch is roped foul down the first baseline. There's strike two. Margavichis is appearing in his 29th game for the Red Ears. 0-4 with a 7.89 ERA and 43 and a third innings. He has struck out 43 and walked 17. Next pitch is down low for a ball. Gavichis with a 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, got him. Down goes Vossler, and one man is out in the fifth inning. So Margavichis takes care of the first batter he faces, and now Elliot Ramos will be the hitter. Ramos is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Game four of this six-game series is tomorrow night at 7:05. As here's a swing and a liner just beyond the reach of the lunging Mejia at short and into left center, a base hit for Ramos. Kelnick gets the ball back in quickly. Ramos has his second hit tonight. And now Patrick Mazika will be the hitter. Yeah, Rowenis Elias starts for the Red Ears tomorrow against Ronnie Williams for Sacramento. And if you're coming out on Saturday, remember, we're starting at 5:05 on Saturday. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Mazika. We've had 7 o'clock games on Saturdays the last 2 months, but we're into September now, and we're going back to the 5:05 Saturdays from early in the season. Thank goodness. I love the 5:05 Saturdays. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Mazika. Count goes to 0-2. O-2 pitch, fouled back, still no balls, two strikes. O-2 pitch, outside, ball one, one ball, two strikes to Patrick Mazika. Now a swing and a foul down the right field line, and that's going to get out of play. Still 1-2. Mazika DFA'd by the Mets and claimed by the Giants, and he's here with Sacramento now. And he's played in 24 games in the big leagues for the Mets this year, so he's going to have a vested interest in the Mets' postseason fate this fall. So the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike three, and down goes Mazika. Margavichus with his second strikeout. Mets beat the Dodgers again today, 5-3, and won that series 2-1 against the best team in the majors in terms of wins and losses anyway, the Dodgers. Now the pitch to Dean is outside and high for a ball, 1-0. The Mets can get into, if they can get into the playoffs with both Scherzer and DeGrom completely healthy and rolling, it's going to be really hard for anybody to beat them, including the Dodgers. So here's one in for a strike now to Dean. One pitch. Breaking ball outside. Two balls, one strike. So 2-1 the count to Austin Dean. Margavichus with the pitch, and it is hit in the air to right field. Wilson drifts back several steps, but he's right there, and he makes the catch. And that retires Dean and the Rivercats in the fifth. First time they haven't scored since the first inning. No runs on a hit and one left. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's Sacramento 6, Tacoma 1.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Sacramento 6, Tacoma 1. Luis Torrens, Marcus Wilson, and Derek Hill will bat at the bottom of the fifth inning. Rainiers will try to chip away at this five-run deficit. Wei-Chi Wong on the hill for Sacramento, and the right-hander's pitch is breaking ball over for a strike. Going 1 the count. Wong's pitch count coming into this inning, 52. Mentioned earlier, he is typically thrown between 55 and 70 pitches per outing these days. Here's a chopper to Vossler, who fields it and throws out Torrens at first base, and one man is out in the fifth. Rainiers have just three hits. They've all gone for extra bases. A Kyle Lewis solo homer and doubles hit by O'Keefe and Kelnick. But Wong has not walked anybody, and he hasn't allowed any other hits. Thus, the Lewis homer is the only run. Here's Marcus Wilson. He flied out to deep left field his first time up. And the pitch from Wong is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch is a swing and a foul back. 1-1 the count. Here comes the 1-1. And it is swung out and fouled out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Wong into his motion. The 1-2 pitch is a swing and a foul at the plate. Wilson got a piece of that. Still one ball, two strikes. Wong throwing his curveball there. Take a look at our Mariner Farm Report. Double-A Arkansas. All of a sudden, it started scoring a lot of runs. Now the 1-2 pitch is up and away. Last night, they had an 8-4 lead at Midland going to the ninth inning, and then they scored 8 runs in the top of the ninth to finish with 16 runs on 20 hits. 2-2 pitches inside, ball 3. They actually needed those 8 runs in the top of the ninth because they gave up 7 in the bottom of the ninth. I don't know what was going on there in Midland last night. They won the game 16-11. Joe Rizzo had 5 hits, 3 singles, 2 doubles. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Wilson is strikeout victim number 6 of Wei-Chi Wong. Outfielder Zach Deloach, who has a chance to be with the Red Ears next year. He was 4-for-5 with a homer, drove in 7 runs, hitting .259 with 13 homers, 64 runs batted in at AA Arkansas. He's been there all year. Here's one outside for a ball. They have a lot of players who hit well in the lower levels of the farm system at Arkansas who statistically, in the traditional stats, are having kind of pretty good years at AA Arkansas, but no one who's really putting up huge numbers. Here's a swing and a bouncer, slowly hit to the right side, fielded by Krizan. His throw to first is not in time to get the speedy Derek Hill. And the throw to first actually got past the first baseman. And Hill is on with an infield single. And now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick's 1-for-2 with a double. Now there goes the runner, and the pitch is fouled off out of play on the third base side. That's strike one. Elsewhere on our Mariner Farm Report, with the Everett Aqua Sox Advanced Class A, they have right-hander Brian Wu, who has really had some tremendous starts of late. But not yesterday. He allowed 6 runs in 3 innings, and Everett lost at Eugene 6-2. Gave up a grand slam to Andy Thomas, who had been with Everett and got traded at the deadline. As here's a swing and a foul back to Kelnick. Thomas, a catcher. He was having a good year for Everett. The Mariners traded him at the deadline in the Kurt Casale and Matthew Boyd deal to the Giants. The Giants assigned him to Eugene, and yesterday he hit a grand slam against his former team, Everett, which wasn't very nice of him. 0-2 pitch is popped up on the left side, and Vossler in foul ground has room, and he makes the catch snow cone style for the final out of the bottom of the sixth inning. No runs for the Red Ears on a hit and one runner left on base. We go to the sixth inning. It is Sacramento 6, Tacoma 1.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the sixth inning of play. It is Sacramento 6, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Patrick Weigel, comes in from the bullpen. The fifth pitcher used by Tacoma today. He's in relief of Nick Margavichus, who went one scoreless inning, allowing a hit and striking out two. Weigel's pitch to Pareda is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Weigel 3-5 with a 4.17 ERA. This is his 45th appearance. He has 53 strikeouts, 30 walks, and 49 and two-thirds innings. Only 38 hits allowed. Pitch is bounced back to the mound, fielded nicely by Weigel, and he'll toss it to first base for the out. One away in the top of the sixth inning. And now Dixon Machado will be the batter. Sharp grounder that Weigel was just able to spear with his glove there. Machado 1-for-2 with the three-run double back in the second inning. That is the biggest hit of this game thus far. Fouls off the first pitch, strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch is hit up the middle and through into center field. A base hit for Machado. He has his second hit of the night. Steering a single into center field. And now Bryce Johnson will hit. He's 0-for-1 with two walks. Pitch is outside for a ball. Now this pitch is going to miss for a ball. 2-0. And the 2-0 is high, ball three. Yesterday, Johnson was hitting singles. He had four singles, two of which were infield hits. He also drew a walk yesterday, reached five times. Today he's walking. He's already walked twice, and he's ahead of the count here, 3-0. And the pitch is way outside into the backstop. That's ball four. O'Keefe has to chase it down. Machado, the runner, will just stop at second base. Bryce Johnson with his third walk of the night. There are two on with one out, and now Jason Krizan is the batter. Krizan had an RBI single in the fourth. Weigel's pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0, outside, two balls, no strikes. Weigel has missed with his last six pitches. The 2-0 is over for a strike. He needed that one. 2-1 now to Krizan. Now the 2-1 pitch bounced foul, first base side. Two balls, two strikes. Two is swung on, chopped to the left side, fielded at third by Ellis. He goes to Mejia for the force out at second. That's all they'll get. Krizan reaches on a fielder's choice. The put out at second goes 5-6 because of the infield shift. And Machado ends up at third. Runners at the quarters with two down for Yermin Mercedes. Mercedes is 0 for 3. And the pitch is a check swing foul. There's strike one. Now the pitch is up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Weigel trying to put a zero up there on the line score in the top of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and roped in between short and third and threw into left field. That's a base hit, and Machado scores. Taking second is Krizan. A two-out RBI single for Yermin Mercedes, and Sacramento makes it 7-1. Mercedes just yanking that one through the left side. So two on, two out for Vossler, who's 2 for 3 with a single, a double, and two runs scored. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Sacramento in double digits and hits for this second straight game. Now the 1-0 from Weigel is taken outside for a ball. 2-0. Here comes the 2-0. Swing and a miss, so the count moves to 2-1. 2-1 delivery. Fouled off on the third base side of the count's even, 2-2. Now the 2-2 pitch pulled to the right side and threw into right field. That's a base hit. Krizan is around third. He's headed home. He will score as the throw is cut off. And it is now 8-1 Sacramento as Vossler has a two-out RBI single. And runners are at first and second for Elliot Ramos. Since the Red Ears led 10-2 at the end of the second inning yesterday, Sacramento has outscored the Red Ears 20-2. It's just crazy. Elliot Ramos will bat now. Ramos 2-for-3 with a pair of singles in this one. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Now Weigel throws one to the backstop and the runners move up. Mercedes takes third and Vossler advances to second. And it's ball one. One ball, two strikes. So 1-2 the count to Ramos. And here comes the pitch, and it is swung on and fouled off. Still one ball, two strikes. Rainiers have a left-hander warming in the pen. Rainiers may find themselves using a position player to pitch tonight, which seems unbelievable when they have a bullpen that has 12 players in it. So there's a foul on the first base side into the seats. But yesterday, the starter went just two innings. Today, the starter went 1 1/3. And tomorrow's starting pitcher, Roenis Elias, has been a reliever who was just moved into the rotation very recently and isn't likely to go more than 3 or 4 innings. There's one down low to Ramos, and the count's even, 2-2. Two-two pitch. Outside, ball three. Full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes to Ramos. Now the 3-2 pitch, swung on and looped out into right. Marcus Wilson's going to get there, and he makes the catch. Ramos is out, and the inning is over. Sacramento adds 2 runs in the top of the 6th inning. On 3 more hits, there were no Tacoma errors and 2 runners left on. We go to the bottom of the 6th inning. It is Sacramento 8, Tacoma 1.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Sacramento 8 to Tacoma 1. New pitcher into the ballgame for Sacramento. They go to the pen for the first time. It is left-hander Andrew Vasquez who comes in. And he is on in relief of Wei Chi Wong. And here's the lefty's first pitch to Eric Mejia, and it misses for a ball, 1-0. Vasquez has been around this year. He's been in the big leagues a little bit with Toronto. Now the next pitch is in for a strike to Mejia. He's also pitched in AAA for the Jays AAA team Buffalo, but also with the Phillies Lehigh Valley affiliate and with Sacramento now as the pitch is fouled away. With the Rivercats and in the PCL, he's pitched in just 4 games, 3 1/3 scoreless innings, with no walks and 6 strikeouts. 6'6" lefty with a 1-2 pitch to Mejia, and it is a swing and a miss, strike 3, and there's the first out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Now Kyle Lewis will be the hitter. The starter, Wong, went 5 innings, allowed 4 hits and 1 run. It was earned, no walks, 6 strikeouts. And the only run came on Kyle Lewis's homer in the first inning. And he bats now. When he hit that homer in the first, it gave the Rainiers a 1-0 lead. Seems like it was a long time ago. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Lewis. 8-1, Sacramento with the lead here in the sixth inning. Now some confusion in the signs between Pereira and Vasquez, and they had a very quick conversation to resolve it. And Pereira's back behind the plate already. Vasquez, 28-year-old southpaw, with his next pitch, and there's a swing and a miss, strike 2. He was born in the minor league baseball town of Rancho Cucamonga, California, out near San Bernardino, home of the, I think they're the Dodgers affiliate, right, in the Cal League. Next pitch called, strike 3, and down goes Kyle Lewis. Two men are gone to the sixth, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. That caught the very bottom of the automated strike zone, which is not going to be used tomorrow unless needed. We are going to the challenge system tomorrow. It'll be interesting. It'll give us something to talk about, I'll tell you that. The pitch to O'Keefe is pulled into left field. There's a base hit, and he has his second hit of the game, a single to left field. And now Jonathan Villar will be the batter. Right now the computer is calling all the balls and strikes, but and that's the way it's been for months. But tomorrow we're going to the challenge system for the rest of this series. The home plate umpire is going to call the balls and strikes. And the batter, pitcher, or catcher will have the option of challenging the call. And then they'll go to the computer and decide if it was a ball or a strike. The computer will decide. So here's one up and away for a ball. But a team is only allowed three challenges per game. And if you challenge and you're right, it does not cost you. But if you challenge and you're wrong, that counts as one of your three challenges. Here's a grounder to short, fielded by Machado, and he throws to second base for the force out on O'Keefe. And that wraps up the bottom of the sixth inning. So the challenge system's going to be interesting tomorrow night. I'm actually very intrigued to see how it works. We go to the seventh. It is Sacramento 8, Tacoma 1.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
On we go to the seventh inning. It is Sacramento 8, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Kyle Bird, comes in from the pen. And he'll face Patrick Mazika, Austin Dean, and Johnny Pareda. It's in relief of Patrick Weigel, who went one inning, allowed three hits, two runs, walked one, no strikeouts. So Bird comes in. His 36th appearance, he's 5-1 with a 6.87 ERA. Bird prepares to face Mazika to start things off. Bird pitched in the first game of this series on Tuesday, worked a scoreless inning, helped the Rainiers win that one. Here's his pitch to Mazika, and it is in at the knees for a strike, 0-1 the count. Mariners won today. They shut out Detroit 7-0 and completed a three-game series sweep of the Tigers on the road at Comerica Park. Here's a foul out of play. Well, they pitched a shutout, a four-hit shutout. Four pitchers combined on it. Logan Gilbert started and went six innings, struck out nine, picked up his 11th win. He's 11-5. Now the 1-1 to Mazika is hit in the air on the left side. The third baseman, Drew Ellis, makes the catch on the outfield grass, and one man is out in the top of the seventh inning. And now Austin Dean will be the batter. Completing the shutout for the M's today, Matt Brash worked one inning, the seventh. Matthew Boyd pitched the eighth. And Penn Murphy the ninth to wrap up the four-hit shutout of the Tigers, who I read have been shut out 18 times this year. And the pitch is inside for a ball. And one of the Tigers reporters asked their catcher, Barnhart, about the 18 times they've been shut out this year. And he said, that's it? Seems like it's been more. Here's one in for a strike to Dean, 1-1. That's the way the year has gone for Detroit, who's now 31 games under 500. Mariners took advantage. They got the sweep. They swept a bad team in their ballpark, and that's part of trying to get to the playoffs. Got to win those games, and they did. So here's one low for a ball. 2-1. Next delivery coming here from Bird to Austin Dean. And this pitch is outside, ball three. Mariners are a season high 15 games over 500. They've won four in a row and six of their last seven. Their road trip continues tomorrow in Cleveland, tough opponent. So here's one outside, ball four. Dean draws a one out walk in the seventh. Sixth walk issued by Tacoma pitchers tonight after they walked nine yesterday. Johnny Pareda now the batter. He's one for three with a double. And the pitch is down low for a ball. Mariners currently sitting in the second wild card spot of the three. Tampa has the top spot. They did not play today. So actually, I think the M's are now tied with Tampa for the top, well, for the first two spots. Because Tampa didn't play today. Toronto has the third spot. They also did not play today. Here's one low and away to Pareda, 3-0. Bird struggling with the zone a little bit here. And Baltimore is trying to break into the wild card spots. They shut out the Indians today 3-0. They're a game and a half behind Toronto for the last wild card spot. There's ball four to Pareda, four pitch walk. He heads down to first. Dean takes second, two on, one out for Dixon Machado. Orioles shut out Cleveland 3-0 behind the pitching of Kyle Bradish, who tossed seven shutout innings of two-hit ball and out-dueled Shane Bieber, who banned 11 and lost. Orioles are streaking. So two on, one out for Machado after a brief mound visit by the catcher, and Bird's pitch to Machado is down low for a ball, 1-0. A couple other American League finals. White Sox knocked off the Royals 7-1. Johnny Cueto picked up the win. Andrew Vaughn and A.J. Pollock hit two-run homers. 1-0 pitch, grounded foul, third base side. And the Red Sox had a stirring comeback at home at Fenway against Texas today. This is, the Red Sox aren't having a great year, but this is one of those games that was a lot of fun for them and the fans who stuck it out to the end. So the 1-1 is inside for a ball to Machado. Texas led 8-5 going to the bottom of the ninth, and the Red Sox rallied and won it. Rafael Devers hit a two-run double to make it 8-7. Kike Hernandez singled him in to make it 8-8. And then Rob Refsnyder eventually had the game-winning RBI single. Next pitch misses ball three. Bird is in danger of loading him up here on walks. He walked Dean, he walked Pareda, and now it is 3-1 on Dixon Machado. Bird with his pitch, and it is outside, ball four. Three straight walks to the 7, 8, and 9 hitters in the lineup with one out in the seventh inning. And now Bryce Johnson is the batter. He's already walked three times tonight. struck out in the first and walked in the second, walked in the fourth, walked in the sixth. So many walks these last 2 days issued by Tacoma pitchers. As here's a pitch inside to Bryce Johnson. One oh pitch down low, two balls, no strikes. Rainiers are forced to begin warming someone else up in the bullpen. Two and oh to Bryce Johnson. And Bird's pitch is low and away, ball three. Three-oh pitch coming, nowhere to put him. And it's inside, ball four, and that forces in a run. Dean scores from third. Pareda takes third. Machado to second. Bryce Johnson with his fourth walk of the night to bring in a run and make it 9-1 Sacramento. Second bases loaded walk the Rainiers have issued tonight. So now Jason Krizan is the hitter. Fernando Abad is warming up in the Tacoma pen. And the pitch is outside for a ball to Krizan, and Bird really struggling right now. Now here comes the 1-0. Slider outside. Two balls, no strikes. Now there's a strike with a fastball, and it goes to 2-1. So two balls, one strike. This pitch is a fastball poured in there, and the count's even, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, bases loaded, one out at the top of the seventh inning. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, and it is fouled off on the third base side. Still two balls, two strikes. Once again, the pitch from the lefty is a foul tip into the catcher's mitt, strike three, and down goes Krizan, and that's the second out at the top of the seventh inning. Bird and the right ears needed that, two away, and now your main Mercedes is the hitter. His pitch was out of the strike zone. Krizan tried to hold up his swing. It was too late for that, and he foul tipped it into the catcher's mitt anyway. So now Mercedes stands in, right-hand hitter, and the pitch from Bird is outside for a ball, 1-0. And the 1-0 pitch swung on and looped to the left side and into left field, a base hit. And scoring from third is Pareda. Machado goes to third and stops there. Johnson now at second, an RBI single for Yermin Mercedes. And the Rivercats have reached double digits for the second game in a row. It is 10-1. And now Jason Vossler will be the batter. He's 3-for-4 tonight with a couple of runs scored and an RBI. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Now here's one over for a strike, 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Called a strike, 1-2. So Bird's ahead here, 1-2. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3. He gets Vossler with a sweeping slider, and that closes out the top of the 7th inning. But 2 more runs score for the Rivercats on just one hit. There were no errors and 3 runners left on base. We go to the 7th inning stretch, Sacramento 10, Tacoma 1.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of Kids Night Out with the Tacoma Rainiers. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Visit www.thrivent.com for more information on how we can create a financial strategy that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you.
We go to the bottom of the 7th inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. It's Sacramento 10, Tacoma 1. Really one-sided ball game here tonight. But the Rainiers will try to make something happen offensively in the bottom of the 7th inning. Drew Ellis, Luis Torrens, and Marcus Wilson to bat this frame against the right-hander R.J. Dabovich, who has just entered the game. And Dabovich getting the signs from his catcher, Pareda. And here's his first pitch to Drew Ellis on its way. The hard-throwing righty with a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. 95 on the radar gun. Dabovich in relief of Andrew Vasquez, who worked one scoreless inning, allowing a hit, striking out 2. 0-1 to Ellis. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball. Count goes to 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes to Drew Ellis. Now Dabovich ready. Here's his 0-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike 3, 3 pitches, and down goes Ellis. 1 out in the bottom of the 7th inning. Dabovich is 2-0 with a 4.73 ERA in 14 games for Sacramento. In 13 and a third innings, he has walked 17 batters, more than one per inning. He's also struck out 15, and he's allowed only 9 hits. Here's his pitch to Luis Torrens. And that's in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. And the 1-0 coming. And that's hit sharply to third, but flagged down by Vossler, who straightens up and throws out Torrens at first base. And two men are gone at the bottom of the seventh inning. Luis Torrens is grounded out in the infield three times tonight. Now Marcus Wilson will hit. He's 0 for 2. Pitch is a check swing. Did he go? Yes, as the first base umpire on appeal. Strike one to Marcus Wilson. One pitch, breaking ball in there for a called strike, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Wilson. And the pitch from Dabovich is outside for a ball. On deck for the Rainiers is Derek Hill. 1-2 pitch coming, and it is a check swing foul. Wilson stays alive. Still one ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 coming. Wilson gets a piece of this one, too. A high fastball that he was able to foul off and stay alive. Still one ball, two strikes to Marcus Wilson. Now another 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul back again. Wilson continues to stay alive. Once again, the 1-2 pitch. Same result. Another foul ball. I believe that's five straight two-strike foul balls hit by Marcus Wilson. And here comes another 1-2 pitch. Oh, they got him with an off-speed pitch. And Wilson has struck out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down in the bottom of the seventh inning. R.J. Dabovich sets down Tacoma with a couple of strikeouts. We go to the eighth. It is Sacramento 10, Tacoma 1.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.
Auto Parts.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
We move on to the eighth inning of play. It is Sacramento 10, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Fernando Abad, comes in. And he'll face Elliot Ramos, Patrick Mazika, and Austin Dean here in the top of the eighth inning. It's been one of those nights for the Red Ears. The first two games of this series were a split. The Red Ears won the opener 8-5. Sacramento had their big comeback victory yesterday and won it 12-11 in just an absolutely wild game. And a real momentum builder, too, for Sacramento, as much as that can exist in baseball. I mean, they were down by 8, and they came back and won, and they rallied in the ninth inning with a 2-out hit, in fact. And that had them feeling good, and they've been able to carry it over into today's game. And they lead it 10-1. Abad with a pitch to Elliot Ramos, and the first pitch is a swing and a miss, strike one. Abad's in his 34th appearance for the Red Ears, 0-1 with a 3.60 ERA. And in 35 innings, he has struck out 28 and walked 7. 0-1 pitch is bounced foul, third base side. There's strike two. No balls, two strikes. Now the 0-2 pitch, hit foul down the right field line. Still no balls, two strikes. Abad facing one of his former teams, Sacramento. Here's his 0-2 pitch to Ramos, and it is up and away, 1-2. Time called. Ramos steps out for a moment. Here's the 0-2 now from the lefty, and it is high for a ball, 1-2. It's into his motion now. The 1-2 is a called strike three, and down goes Ramos, and there's the first out at the top of the eighth inning. So Fernando Abad gets a strikeout, one away. And now Patrick Mazika is the batter. Eighth strikeout for Tacoma pitchers tonight. And now a pitch to Mazika is in there for a called strike. Here's one down low for a ball. Well, look at the PCL scores. Round Rock beat Oklahoma City again, this time in a rain-shortened six-inning game, 2-0. As here's a breaking ball in for a strike to Mazika. And that pulls Round Rock within three games of first place Oklahoma City in the East. Next pitch to Mazika is high for a ball. Now Abad's 2-2 is down low with the breaker. Full count, 3-2. A Abad with the payoff. Here it comes. And it is swung on, grounded, foul, first base side, and it's still a full count to Mazika. Rivercats are warming up Joey Marciano in their bullpen. Looks like he'll work the bottom of the eighth inning. Three, two again to Mazika, popped up down the left field line, and this is a foul ball that is out of play. Lands on the party decks. The Red Ears and teams all around the league have released their schedules for next season. So here's a swing and a bouncer foul. Still 3-2. I mean, for me, it's a little early to look at next year's schedule when we're still playing this year's schedule, but they're out there now. And if you have some serious advanced planning to get involved in, you can find next year's Rainier schedule on the Tacoma Rainiers website. They put it out today, TacomaRainiers.com. So here's another foul ball by Mazika, still 3-2. One thing of note, the season begins next year on March 31st. We're gonna have a March opener. 3-2 pitch is pulled to second on two hops, fielded by VR, and he throws out Mazika, and two men are gone in the eighth inning. And now Austin Dean will be the batter. Just to be clear, though, the Rainiers are opening next year on the road. We're not playing here on March 31st. The home opener will be in April, as the baseball gods intended. Here's the pitch to Austin Dean, and it is laced up the middle and into center field. A line drive, base hit with two outs. Dean has his second hit of the game. It has reached for his fourth time, as he has two singles and two walks tonight. And now Johnny Pareda will be the batter. Pareda 1-for-3 with a double, a walk, and a run scored. Abad's pitch is a swing and a miss at a change. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch. Breaking ball. Called a strike. Going two. Rainiers have pitched only two scoreless innings all night, and Abad is trying to put a third zero up there in the eighth inning. The 0-2 pitch. There's the slow Ephus outside. 1-2. First time he's mixed that one in today. Clocked it 60 on the radar gun. One-two pitch. Another one, and it is hit foul down the right field line. 56 miles per hour this time with the hesitation move from Abad. Now Abad is probably going to try to blow a fastball past him. The 1-2. Nope, a breaking ball called strike three. Got him, and down goes Pareda. And the inning is over. A scoreless bottom of the eight, or top of the eighth, delivered by Fernando Abad. He allowed a hit, and one runner was left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Sacramento 10, Tacoma 1.
Mary Bridge Children's is your
home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Marybridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Marybridge Children's, we're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Sacramento 10, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Rivercats, Joey Marciano in from the pen. The lefty is 4-1 with a 3.75 ERA, 7 saves this year for the Rivercats. This is not a save situation. Here's his first pitch to Derek Hill. And it is swing and a miss. There's strike one. Ball down in the dirt. Marciano in relief of R.J. Dabovich, who retired the side in order with 2 strikeouts in the 7th. Now the next pitch is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Oh, 2 to Hill, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike 3. Down goes Hill on 3 pitches, 1 away in the 8th. Well, I thought we might see a position player pitch today, and it looks like that is going to happen. The Raiders are warming up outfielder Marcus Wilson in the bullpen. And now it's time to find out if he has ever pitched before as a pro. First, the pitch to Jared Kelnick misses for a ball, 1-0. The answer is no. If he comes in and pitches the 9th, it'll be his pitching debut. Probably the first time since high school. So here's one down low to Kelnick, and the count's 2 balls, no strikes. Kelnick doubled in the 3rd, a liner over the right fielder's head. Now with the team leading 27 doubles on the year. And he swings and fouls one off. Count goes to 2-1. Kelnick has a chance to get to the top of the league in 2 base hits. He's 4th in the league right now with the 27. Here's a swing and a foul back. The 3 players ahead of them have all been promoted to the big leagues. Eggy Rosario, is up with the Padres. Miguel Vargas got called up by the Dodgers today from Oklahoma City. And David Hensley got called up from Sugarland by the Astros a couple days ago. Saw he had a bunch of hits for him yesterday. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Kelnick goes down swinging, two away in the eighth. And now Eric Mejia will bat. So the number that Kelnick's going to have to get to if he wants to lead the league in doubles is 33. That would get him past the three guys ahead of him, assuming that none of them come back to AAA this year, which is not the unlikelihood that it used to be. As now the pitch to Mejia is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Up until 2019, the big league teams could expand their roster to 40 in September. And when a player got called up on September 1st, they didn't come back to the minors. But now that it goes from 26 to 28, they'll still shuffle the roster on a series-by-series and day-by-day basis. At least the contending teams will. As they have needs, there'll be injuries down the stretch, and maybe they'll want to get an extra left-hand reliever for one particular opponent. Here's a foul tip by Mejia. This was foul tipped right into the catcher's face mask. Pareda taking a shot there. So everyone's giving him an extra moment to recover from that. One ball, two strikes, two outs in the eighth. Joey Marciano trying to strike out the side for Sacramento. Mejia trying to extend his five-game hitting streak. He's 0 for 3. And Marciano's 1-2 pitch is hit solidly foul down the right field line. Actually just kind of sounded solid, but that was not actually hit that hard, and it gave Mejia the vibrations, and he's shaking his right hand because that one stung. One and two the count. And the next pitch is a swing and a foul on the third base side. Still 1-2. The pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes to Mejia. And the next pitch is swung on and grounded foul, third base side. Still two balls, two strikes. Again, the 2-2 inside, and stepping out of the way is Mejia, and that's ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch once again coming to Mejia, and it is fouled off. Mejia is really battling here with two outs in the eighth inning of a 10-1 ball game with a position player gearing up to pitch the ninth for Tacoma. Again, the 3-2 to Mejia, and he fouls it in the batter's box. the catcher, Pareda, reached out to pick up the ball, which was fouled straight into the dirt. And instead, Mejia picked it up and tagged out the catcher. Pareda was jumping on it in case it was live, and Mejia, who had fouled it off his foot, he knew it was a dead ball. He picked it up, and now he swings and misses at the that is strike three, and Marciano strikes out the side here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Three up, three down, all strikeouts. We head to the ninth. It is Sacramento 10, Tacoma 1.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Now there are even more reasons to switch to Verizon, the network America relies on.
For real?
Yep, for real. Turn in your old phone and get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4 free with select 5G unlimited plans.
Definitely switching.
Totally. Everybody's switching to the network America relies on. Verizon. 5G ultra wideband available in select areas. $999.99 device payment purchase with new smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. $200 Verizon e-gift card with porting. Less $800 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Well, on we go to the ninth inning of play. And it is Sacramento 10, Tacoma 1. And if you've ever wondered what kind of pitcher Rainier's outfielder Marcus Wilson might be, well, we're going to find out. He is on to pitch the ninth inning in this blowout game. Wilson came in from right field to pitch. Taking his spot is Forrest Wall, who's out in right field. And Wall goes into the number three spot of the order, where Kyle Lewis was the DH, because when they bring Marcus Wilson in from the right field to pitch, they lose the DH. So Wall in the number three spot of the order in right field, and Marcus Wilson on the hill. He's in relief of Fernando Abad, who worked a scoreless inning, allowing a hit, striking out two. So Wilson pitching for the first time in his pro career, a career that began in 2014. He, I'm guessing, last pitched in high school. That makes sense, right? I'm assuming he pitched in high school at some point. His first pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Wilson is not trying to throw as hard as he can. That's not the point. As here's one down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. When a position player pitches, the whole goal is to throw strikes without hurting yourself. As now here's a swing and a little two-hopper hit to VR at second, and he throws to first and gets Dixon Machado, and one man is out at the top of the ninth inning. Machado grounds out. Here's Bryce Johnson, who has some controversy going on in his brain right now. What should I do? He's 0 for 1 with 4 walks in this game. He's walked 4 times today. He could probably pretty easily draw a 5th walk here, but that's not the spirit of it, facing a position player who's pitching. And he swings at the first pitch and fouls it back. There's strike one. So yeah, he might be a little conflicted as to what he should do here. Hitters do take these at bat seriously, though. They still count in the stats. And Wilson's certainly taking it seriously. He's trying to get out. Now the 0-1 is, was that a knuckler? It was up and away, 1-1. While the computer called that a slider. Here's one outside, 2-1, a 58-mile-per-hour slider. Two balls, one strike to Bryce Johnson. And Wilson chomping on gum while he's out there. Floats one outside for a ball, 3-1. Now, just to be clear, if you've watched Marcus Wilson play outfield a lot, you know he has a very good arm. 3-1 pitch is outside, ball 4, and Johnson draws his fifth walk of the night. That's no fun. Boo. 5 walks in 1 game. Probably just tied the Rivercats record. And now Jason Krizan, the batter. If Wilson was out there really throwing as hard as he could probably hit 90, 91, who knows, 89, somewhere around there. So here's a swing and a foul down the third baseline off the bat of Krizan, and that's out of play. The hardest thrower on the Rainiers position players is Mejia. As here's a swing and a little blooper into shallow left center, racing in and making the catch is Derek Hill. And there's out number 2. So Marcus Wilson gets Krizan to fly out to the center fielder. And now your mean Mercedes is the batter. Mercedes 2-for-5 with 2 singles and 2 runs batted in. Wilson trying to work a scoreless ninth inning. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball. Wilson may get to bat in this inning, too, although he'll need his teammates to string some things along. He's up 6th in the bottom of the ninth inning. 1-0 pitch. Inside for a ball, 2-0. Delivery. Swung on and popped up a mile high. Foul, first base side. Torrens runs out of room. It lands in the seats. And it's simply a strike, 2-1. Runner at first, 2 outs in the ninth. Rivercats leading 10-1. Rainiers with a position player pitching for the first time since Mike Ford back in April. And the pitch is in for a strike, 2-2. The last Rainiers position player to pitch, Ford, he's been with like 8 different teams since that happened. And he's currently in the big leagues with the Angels. Two balls, 2 strikes. And Wilson's pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3. Marcus Wilson gets a strikeout. He looks like he can't believe it. He fans your mean Mercedes to close out the top of the ninth inning. A scoreless inning from Marcus Wilson in this blowout game, and he's fired up about it too. And raises his hands to the fans who stuck around to watch it. We go to the bottom of the ninth. It is Sacramento 10, Tacoma 1.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand. On MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community, places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It is Sacramento 10, Tacoma 1. Right here, sending Forrest Wall, Brian O'Keefe, and Jonathan Villar to the plate. New pitcher for the River Cats, Junior Marte, comes in from the pen. On in relief of Joey Marciano, who struck out the side in the eighth. Sacramento pitchers have combined for 13 strikeouts tonight. Forrest Wall batting for his first time. He entered the game replacing the DH when the Red Ears brought in right fielder Marcus Wilson to pitch in the top of the ninth. So Wall takes his first plate appearance of the game, hitting 260 with a 706 OPS. And the left-hand hitter stands in. First pitch is fouled away. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count to Forrest Wall. Junior Marte has gone back and forth between AAA and the big leagues this year. 3.28 ERA in 24 appearances for Sacramento. And the pitch is fouled away. Oh, and two the count. Now the next pitch, up high and outside. 1-2. And this pitch is grounded foul, third base side. Wall hanging in there. So one ball, two strikes to Wall. And the pitch is swung on and lined solidly to right, but the right fielder Austin Dean's able to haul it in. One down in the bottom of the ninth inning. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe's 2-for-3 today. The Red Ears with 5 hits in this game. And the pitch to O'Keefe is bounced slowly left side, and the third baseman Vossler has it, and he throws out O'Keefe at first base. Two away at the bottom of the ninth. Red Ears are down to their last out. Jonathan Villar will be the batter. He's 0-for-3. VR swings and misses at a Marte fastball at 97 on the gun, and there's strike one. Now the check swing. He went, says the third base umpire out of field. It's no balls, two strikes to VR, and here's down to their final out. Keep in mind, after the game, we'll have our post-game show. We will have a Major League Baseball scoreboard for you. Check out the PCL scores as well. And we will very quickly recap the scoring in this one. 0-2 pitch is swung on and bounced to the second baseman, Krizan, who fields it and throws out VR at first base, and that's the ball game. Sacramento wins it 10-1 is the final score. The Red Ears held to just 5 hits today, and the Rivercats scored a lot. They now lead the series 2-1. The Red Ears will try to even it up in game 4 of this 6-game series tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. 10-1 the final. Rivercats win it. We'll be back with the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, this one was all Sacramento Rivercats tonight. The Red Ears dropping it by a final score of 10-1, and not a lot of drama in this one. Although the Red Ears did have the lead for a minute in the bottom of the first inning when Kyle Lewis, with two outs at the bottom of the first inning, connected for a solo homer off the starter Wei-Chi Wong. And that home run was Lewis's seventh as a Red Ear. And it landed on the deck in left field, and it gave Tacoma a 1-0 lead in the first. And that felt good at the time, but it did not get any better from that point moving forward, at least not as far as the Rainiers were concerned. Sacramento quickly turned this game into a blowout. Tommy Malone started for the Rainiers, his first appearance in any game since July 29th when he was in the big leagues with the Mariners. And he retired the side in order with two strikeouts in the first inning. Looked great. But in the second inning, Jason Vossler singled up the middle. Elliot Ramos had a base hit to right. And then Tommy Malone did some very un-Tommy Malone things. He issued back-to-back walks on full-count pitches to Patrick Mazika and then Austin Dean. The walk to Dean forced in a run, made it 1-1. He got a pop-up off the bat of Pareda for the first out of the inning. But then the number 9 hitter, Dixon Machado, laced a 3-run double to left field on a full-count pitch, scoring Ramos, Mazika, and Dean, and Sacramento was ahead 4-1, and the Rainiers had to go to the bullpen with one out in the second because Malone's not stretched out like a starting pitcher right now, and he was struggling. So they went to Chris Mazza. He got out of the second without any further damage, brought in Phillips Valdez to pitch the third. He allowed a run there. Austin Dean singling in Jason Vossler. That made it 5-1. They got another run of the sixth in the fourth inning when Jason Krizan singled in Bryce Johnson. That made it 6-1. Valdez went two innings. Nick Margavich pitched a scoreless fifth, but in the sixth inning, The River Cats got two more runs against Patrick Weigel on back-to-back two-out RBI singles hit by Yermin Mercedes and Jason Vossler, so it was 8-1 in the sixth. Then in the seventh, Kyle Bird ended up walking four guys and two more runs scored. It was 10-1, and yeah, that's where we were. We finally got a scoreless inning in the eighth from Fernando Abad, and the scoreless inning in the ninth pitched by outfielder Marcus Wilson in his first professional pitching performance. He retired three of the four batters he faced, issued one walk, and even got a strikeout for the last out, striking out Yermin Mercedes, a guy with big league time. So Marcus Wilson gets a strikeout to wrap up his inning of work. As for the Red Ears today, just five hits. Lewis hit that homer in the first inning. Brian O'Keefe had two hits. Kelnick hit a double, and Derek Hill an infield single. That was it. Not much offense at all. No walks issued by the Sacramento pitching staff today, including their starter, Wei Chi Wong, who went five innings and allowed one run and got the win. Final totals today for Sacramento, 10 runs, 13 hits, no errors. They left 11 on base. Tacoma, one run, five hits, no errors, left four on base. Winning pitcher is Wong. He's 2-2. The loss goes to Malone. He's 3-1. Time of the ball game: 2 hours, 55 minutes. The attendance, 5,245. With the win, the River Cats are now 57-69 on the year, and Tacoma falls to 58-68. Red Ears will try to even up this series tomorrow night at 7:05 p.m., and Tacoma is scheduled to start Rowenis Elias against Ronnie Williams at 7:05 tomorrow. Tomorrow's a Friday night fireworks night, too, here at Cheney Stadium. Second to last one of those that we'll have this calendar year. So see if you can come out tomorrow night, enjoy the game, and some post-game fireworks. River Cats win at 10-1. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
River Cats win it 10-1. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners shut out the Tigers 7-0 in Detroit to finish a three-game series sweep. Four pitchers combining on a four-hit shutout. Logan Gilbert went six scoreless, struck out nine, picked up his 11th win of the year. Matt Brash, Matthew Boyd, and Penn Murphy each scoreless innings to complete the combined shutout. Julio Rodriguez and Ty France hit back-to-back home runs in the third inning. France Haniger and Eugenio Suarez each had two hits for the Mariners today. They win in a romp. 7-0 at Detroit. Finish the sweep. They're on to Cleveland tomorrow. Elsewhere, the American League, White Sox beat Kansas City 7-1 as Johnny Cueto picked up his seventh win. Andrew Vaughn and A.J. Pollock hit two-run homers for the White Sox today. Baltimore shuts out Cleveland 3-0. Kyle Bradish out-dueled Shane Bieber. Bieber struck out 11 over seven innings, pitched really well, lost. Bradish went seven scoreless and gave up just two hits for the surging Baltimore Orioles. And the Red Sox defeat Texas 9-8 with a stunning rally in the bottom of the ninth. They went to the ninth down 8-5. They scored four runs to win it. Rafael Devers with a big two-run double. The game-winning hit was an RBI single by Rob Refsnyder. That was the walk-off. Red Sox beat the Rangers 9-8. One interleague game today. Oakland and Washington were tied 3-3 after 9. A's got two in the top of the 10th for a 5-3 lead. Washington wins it with four runs in the bottom of the 10th, including a game-ending three-run home run by 30-year-old rookie Joey Meneses. And that capped a four-hit game for Meneses as the Nationals win it 7-5. And in the National League, the big game was the Mets and the Dodgers in New York, and the Mets won it 5-3. Francisco Lindor hit the game-tying RBI double in the sixth and then scored the go-ahead run on a sac fly by Darren Ruff. Mets beat the Dodgers 5-3, and they won that series 2-1 over the Dodgers. Braves shut out the Rockies 3-0. Spencer Strider, the Braves' Rookie of the Year candidate, tossed 8 shutout innings of two-hit ball and set an Atlanta Braves record with 16 strikeouts today as the Braves shut out the Rockies 3-0. That's not the Braves' franchise record, but it's their record since moving to Atlanta. Spencer Strider, 16 strikeouts today. And another shutout, too. Diamondbacks shut out the Brewers 5-0. That was Merrill Kelly in that one. 7 scoreless innings. Christian Walker hit a 2-run homer, his 31st. Merrill Kelly is 12-5 for the Diamondbacks, their biggest winner in their rotation this year. They shut out the Brewers 5-0. That's the Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here at Tacoma. The Red Ears drop this one to the Rivercats 10-1. We'll be back with more after this.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Rivercats beat the Red Ears 10-1 tonight. Not a whole lot to break down in this one. The Rivercats just, they took advantage of a lot of walks. The Red Ears pitching has been a little lacking in the last 2 days against the Rivercats, and walks have been a big part. Yesterday, Tacoma pitchers walked 9, and today they walked 10, although one of them was by a position player pitching, so we could leave that one out. But still 9 walks issued by real pitchers today for the Red Ears, and that's just too many the last 2 days, and certainly has been a big factor in Sacramento winning the last two ball games. 10-1 the final today as the Rivercats not only drew 10 walks, but they also banged out 13 hits in this game. Didn't hit any homers. They were all singles and doubles, but it amounted to 10 runs for the Rivercats. Elsewhere, the PCL, Round Rock beats Oklahoma City in the East. That's a big result. A rain-shortened six-inning game, and Round Rock pulled within 3 games of first-place Oklahoma City. El Paso also picked up a game on the Dodgers by beating Salt Lake 6-3. So they're 4.5 back, not out of it yet. That's a 3-team race still with 24 games remaining. Albuquerque beat Sugarland 9-7, the final score in Sugarland, Texas. And Vegas finally got Reno in the third game of that series. It took 10 innings, but Vegas won 5-4, so they earned a game back. But they're still, despite being in second place, they're still a whopping 8 games behind Reno in the West. All right, the Red Ears and Rivercats will go at it again tomorrow night at 7:05 p.m. Tacoma will send Rowenis Elias to the mound against Sacramento's Ronnie Williams. 7:05 first pitch. Pregame show right here on this stream will begin at 6:55. And we'll have fireworks here at the ballpark after the game for those in attendance. So if you're coming out, plan on sticking around to the end because we'll have some pyrotechnics for you. 7:05 tomorrow night, Tacoma and Sacramento here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. All right, that'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score tonight, Sacramento Rivercats 10, Tacoma Rainiers 1. Have a great night.